RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
This is Inviloner, the academic radio show in English by UNAD, Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more. Stay tuned.
Aprender una lengua extranjera puede ser una tarea difícil, especialmente si es un idioma que no conoces en lo absoluto. Por eso, en Consejos para el Aprendizaje de una Lengua Extranjera, analizaremos diversos aspectos del proceso de aprendizaje con diferentes consejos y asesoría por parte de expertos que le ayudarán en la fascinante tarea de adquirir el inglés.
Bienvenidos a Inviloner,
el programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas, con ustedes Leonardo Leguizamón
y quien les habla, Silvana Salazar.
¿Qué días me preguntaba un estudiante, Silvana? ¿Cómo así que A1, A2? ¿Qué significan esas letras y esos números?
Bueno, pues se conoce como el marco común europeo. Es un estándar utilizado también en otros países que sirve para medir el nivel de comprensión y expresión oral y escrita en una lengua.
Exacto, pero ¿y de dónde salen esos estándares?
Es el resultado de un trabajo iniciado en 1991 por iniciativa del gobierno federal suizo, que estuvo inspirado en trabajos previos realizados por particulares e instituciones desde 1971. El documento final fue elaborado por el Consejo de Europa y presentado en el año 2001 durante la celebración del Año Europeo de las Lenguas.
Interesante, eso no lo sabía. Pero ¿y a qué corresponde cada nivel?
Bueno, escuchemos a la profesora Diana Cuellar, quien nos contará al respecto.
Adelante, Diana.
El marco común europeo de referencia para las lenguas, aprendizaje, enseñanza, evaluación, es un estándar europeo utilizado también en otros países que sirve para medir el nivel de comprensión y expresión oral y escrita en una lengua. Entre los conceptos teóricos claves utilizados en este marco se encuentran el conocimiento declarativo, el conocimiento procedimental y la competencia. Esta última entendida como el conocimiento mínimo suficiente que suponemos se requiere para ejecutar un tipo de tareas específicas. Las competencias se complementan con la competencia existencial o habilidades sociales, la habilidad para aprender y la competencia lingüístico-comunicativa, que igualmente se divide en tres tipos: la competencia lingüística, la sociolingüística y la competencia pragmática. El Marco Común Europeo de Referencia establece una escala de 6 niveles comunes de referencia para la organización del aprendizaje de lenguas y homologación de los distintos títulos emitidos por las entidades certificadas. La división se agrupa en 3 bloques que responden a una división más clásica de nivel básico, intermedio y avanzado. En el nivel A de usuario básico, el subnivel se divide en A1 acceso y A2 plataforma. En el nivel B de usuario independiente, el subnivel se divide en B1 y B2. Y finalmente, el nivel C se subdivide en C1, de dominio operativo eficaz, y C2, de maestría.
Gracias, Diana. Esa fue una excelente explicación de cada uno de los niveles del Marco Común Europeo de Referencia.
Sin duda, nuestros oyentes ya saben de qué trata cada nivel.
Exacto.
Educación para Todos, una producción del Programa de Comunicación Social del SEAD UNAD Pasto, transmitiendo nuestras vivencias para toda la comunidad nacional e internacional. Escúchenos en Radio UNAD Virtual, todos los lunes, 2:30 de la tarde. Educación para Todos, donde la academia tiene su espacio.
Debate en Línea, un programa con temas de interés que escucha la gente.
Sintonícenos todos los lunes a las 3 de la tarde por la Radio UNAD Virtual. Debate en Línea, desde Colombia para el mundo.
Express your feelings, thoughts, or opinions about different topics, answering questions, having fun, and participating here in the weekly poll.
What a nice picture!
Where's that place?
That's in Santa Marta. It's called Tayrona Park.
Wow, it looks beautiful. Are you planning to go there?
Well, I'm not sure yet, but it looks quite appealing. Are you going somewhere for the holidays?
I'm not sure yet. It's tough.
Why?
It's hard to book a ticket. Flights are delayed most of the time. Many people are traveling. Beaches are packed. No way.
Come on, Leonardo. There are many places you can visit.
Well, I have no idea.
Don't worry. Let's see if this survey gives you clear ideas about where to go.
Survey?
Don't you want to know where people like to go on vacation?
Sounds interesting. Let's listen.
Okay, we are here with the students from CECAP Zipaquirá, and they would like to share where would you like to go on vacations and why?
I would like to go on vacation to the farm because I would like to share with my family and I want to have a great time enjoying the weather and also look at the animals.
I would like to travel to Caribbean beaches, more exactly to Curaçao, because I think that this is a perfect place to rest and relax. Furthermore, it was very beautiful beach with white sand. And also, I would like to travel to Curaçao to learn more about its music, its people, and its culture in general.
I would like to go to New York City with my little son because it's a great place with too many important places such as Central Park, Madison Square Garden, Times Square, and so on.
I would like to go to Walt Disney World or Aruba with my daughters and my girlfriend because I like to travel to other country and the different weather, for example, in Aruba. Traveling now is very excellent for me. However, I would be amazing to know my Colombia.
Okay, I would love to travel abroad, especially to places with historical importance, you know, for instance, Mexico or Peru. Those are dream destinations. I also would love to travel to Egypt and Greece and know a lot about these ancient cultures and, of course, try their foods and take a lot of pictures. Beaches are not a bad idea, but I'd rather go cities. If these have a cultural or historical importance, so much better.
Okay, thank you very much, students. This is where people from CECAP Zipaquirá would like to spend their vacations. Thanks a lot.
Educación para Todos, una producción del programa de comunicación social del SEAD UNAD Pasto, transmitiendo nuestras vivencias para toda la comunidad nacional e internacional. Escúchenos en Radio UNAD Virtual todos los lunes, 2:30 de la tarde. Educación para Todos, donde la academia tiene su espacio.
Debate en línea, un programa con temas de interés que escucha la gente.
Sintonícenos todos los lunes a las 3 de la tarde por la Radio UNAD Virtual. Debate en línea, desde Colombia para el mundo.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared and the soul fell. Oh.
interesting, fun, attractive, a space designed just for you who love music, movies, and books.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed itself where lives were torn.
Are you sad today, Silvana?
No, I'm not. I just happen to like the song.
Unfortunately, I don't agree with you. I can like it.
Why is that?
Well, it is way too sad for me.
Come on, Leonardo. Have you ever heard the story behind it?
Oh, so there's a story behind this gloomy song?
Yes, I know it's sad or gloomy, as you just said. But once you hear the story behind it, you will understand it.
I hope it's a real one.
Of course it is.
So tell us.
Well, the lyrics were written by Elton's writing partner, Bernie Taupin. This song is a tribute to Norma Jean, famously known as, you know, Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
He was well-known, famous actress, and a sex symbol who died of a drug overdose in 1962. The candle in the wind represents her short and eventful life.
Okay, now I understand.
However, according to Taupin, the song's more of a take on fame and celebrity than a call to Marilyn Monroe. It can be dedicated to any writer, actress, or musician. It's beauty frozen in time. When Elton got the lyrics, he had no trouble writing the music. He understood the stress caused by constant media attention and felt Monroe must have been in terrible pain her whole life. On April 7, 1990, Elton dedicated this to Ryan White, one of the first high-profile AIDS patients who got the disease from blood transfusion and died at the age of 18.
Wow, now I remember. There are two versions of this song.
Yeah, Elton's lyricist, Bernie Taupin, rewrote the lyrics to the song after Diana, the Princess of Wales, died in a car accident on August 31st, 1997. The 36-year-old princess had divorced Prince Charles, but remained a beloved celebrity, revered for her humanitarian efforts and grace. Diana was friends with Elton John and also a big fan. She identified with the sentiment in Candle in the Wind, especially the lyrics. They made you change your name, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set. And even when you die, the press still hounded you. That's what she said.
According to the Recording Industry Association of America, with certified sales, it is the best-selling single of all time. The Guinness World Records in 2009 states that the song is the biggest-selling single since UK and US singles charts began in the 1950s, having accumulated worldwide sales on 33 million copies. It topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 14 weeks and is the best-selling single in Billboard history, and the only single ever certified diamond in the US. The 1997 version won the Grammy Award for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance at the 40th Grammy Award Ceremony in 1998.
So let's listen to Candle in the Wind by Elton John.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed itself where lives were torn apart. You called out to our country and you whispered to those in pain. Now you belong to heaven and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend
and ever will. Loveliness we've lost, these empty days without your smile. This torch we'll always carry for our nation's golden child. Even though we try, the truth brings us to tears. All our words cannot express the joy you brought us through the years. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when rain set in. Steps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Goodbye. Country lost without your soul, who missed the wings of your compassion more than you'll ever know. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall. Candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
Thank you for listening to us. We look forward to your emails, comments, and tweets.
And remember, if you're listening to In Villanaire, you're listening to the best academic radio show online.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual,